this world. By Thomas Reed, Christian Experience. Do not be conformed to this world. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. The very admonition implies the danger of worldly conformity and the proneness of the heart to earthly things. Who can say that he is always raised above the undue influence of terrestrial objects, that he is daily passing, as it were, upon tiptoe across this world of vanity? Alas, alas, we too often sink into the mire of earthly mindedness and have our thoughts absorbed amid the trifles of a day. But what can this world profit us? This world can neither secure us against temporal evils, nor save us from eternal misery. This world cannot for a single moment prolong our existence here, or make that existence peaceful and happy. This world is often a clog, but never a help in moments of spiritual distress. And yet, we love this world, though, by its deceitful smile. It robs us of our peace, entangles us in its snares, and would, if left under its power, eventually destroy our souls. This world would no longer sway our affections, did we daily reflect how quickly it is passing away. The heavenly meanedness and contempt of this world, which shone so brightly in the lives of the first Christians, may well cause us to blush. These devoted followers of a crucified Redeemer did not study those arts of splendor which have overspread this world. When the honor of their divine Master required the sacrifice, they could trample underfoot those profits and pleasures which ensnare and enslave mankind. They looked upon the delights and advantages of this world as things not worthy to arrest their affections in their journey homeward. Their spirits breathed in too pure an air to be caught with the delusive charms of this lower world. It was their continual regard to dwell within the prospect of eternity. All these faithful ones died without receiving what God had promised them, but they saw it all from a distance and welcomed the promises of God. They agreed that they were no more than foreigners and pilgrims here on earth. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13.